Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you, and especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Debbie Meyer back on the show. That's right, that Debbie, the green bag lady, the green box lady, but and always, and my favorite of all time, the cake taker lady, right? She's the CEO and co-founder of Housewares America Incorporated. You see her on HSN all the time. She's an outstanding inventor of our time, and a very impressive entrepreneur, someone I admire very much. Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here, Jim. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad they don't call you the bag lady.
Yeah, well, you know, they did in the beginning, and I kind of put a stop to that.
Well, you added green to that, and green, that's and the bags are not already green. That's metaphorical, too, right?
That's you hope, right? I hope all the time.
There you go. Hey, Debbie, it's good to have you back, and always a pleasure to be able to talk to you. You're such an inspiration to so many entrepreneurs. Debbie, I've been around a while. You've seen my gray hair. I've been to the mountain. I've been to the valley. And one of the things that I think back on in my life are the times when I wanted something so bad. I mm-hmm. had to have it. I wanted it, and I'm not talking about a thing. I'm talking about an opportunity or a job or whatever. I just really wanted this because I wanted to get my fingers in it. I wanted to get my hands in. I wanted to make this happen. And I did everything I could do, and I pushed and I pushed and I pushed, tried to get it done, and it didn't happen, and I was crestfallen. I was totally ruined, destroyed. Depending on the deal, either the next day or the next month or the next year, I would look up to heaven and say, "Thank you, Lord, for not letting me have that."
Exactly. That's the old concept.
That's what I learned, Debbie.
Yep.
Some things are above my pay grade.
Well, that is the concept of thank God for unanswered prayers.
Yeah.
You know, we really, as entrepreneurs, we know we have to, of course, we're always after that thing, that thing that we think is the best thing for us, that deal, whatever it is, like you said, whether it's a job, it's a deal, it's a consulting gig, whatever thing is, and we're praying and praying and praying, and it doesn't pan out. So what happens? You're in despair, maybe even fear, because you hope that was going to be money that you needed.
Uh-huh.
But that's exactly the moment that you need to let go of the desperation and your own narrow notion of what's right at that moment. I can't even begin to tell you how many times in the years I've been in business where I've seen a deal that I believe to be the best thing for us, and I wanted it, like you just said, so badly, and then it just falls apart at the last minute, and you really think, what do I do now? But very
right.
shortly, a
what,
deal
what
that surpasses...
What did I do to deserve this, Debbie?
I know, the why me, woe's me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But something that surpasses all those possibilities comes through, and you breathe a sigh of relief, just like you said, that, oh my goodness, thank God I didn't do the first thing, because this would never have come along. Mm-hmm. And fear it breeds desperation, and desperation is very easy to take advantage of. So... Yeah. That never let them see you sweat is another old saying.
Especially negotiations, right.
Oh, yeah. You really need to be able to step back and refocus without, you know, just diving into fear and desperation. And
One of the things that I've told myself, I've learned to say over the years, whenever something popped up that looked like it might be something I would want, and I would say to myself, don't fall in love with it until there's something there to love.
Oh, yes. You know, part of that, the whole thing about unanswered prayers. You know, many times in business, somebody comes along or some group comes along, and you may be on the cusp of feeling a little bit of fear and desperation. Don't always believe the people who come along and make you think and want you to think that they're smarter than you or know more about your business than you just because they say so, or they aren't buying into your plan. You know, it's like when you go back and you rethink a series of events that didn't go exactly as planned originally, but had a far better outcome because those original plans didn't pan out. Mm-hmm. It's got to tell you something about instinct, you know? We have instincts. That's why we're entrepreneurs.
And I want to talk about this some more. And I want to talk about how hard do you work, folks? How much effort, how much blood, sweat, and tears should you put into a project that may or may not happen? I'm going to talk about that with Debbie Meyer after these messages. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.